Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is the CEO of Moveco in Guatemala, Mr. Leonel Ruiz. Leonel, not every day that I meet anyone from Guatemala, so a very welcome to this interview.
Thank you. Thank you both. It's a pleasure to be here.
Definitely. Also, my pleasure to see you. Leonel, I always start my interview by allowing the person I interview to introduce themselves a little bit. Can you explain a little bit about who you are and how many years have you been in logistics?
So I have several years in logistic world and heavy transport, heavy lift transport, and I have worked with several companies. One of the my first company of logistic was Daco Trans. That's Daco Worldwide. Worked there for 6 years. Then I work in roads in civil engineer. I'm a civil engineer.
Okay.
So I work with the a government institution that is dedicated for the maintenance of the roads and bridge studies and bridge reinforcement and construction of bridges. So then I built the company 12 years ago. And we start with the heavy lift and with several clients in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras.
Okay, fantastic.
More than 12 years now.
Okay.
So we start first with some transport of electric transformers of 40, 60, 80 tons.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gus also gave me one project when he was working with Martin Venture. Gave me one project in El Salvador. We move some Wärtsilä engines. You know Wärtsilä now? So we installate some Wärtsilä engines. We do the jack and slide and
okay, fantastic. So just to get a little bit back, I being a civil engineer, you certainly have the experience. But how many years have you had your company, Leonel, in Moveco? How many years?
How many years the company?
Yeah, Moveco.
12 years.
12 years. 12 years in total. Okay. Tell me in Central.
Actually, my last year.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, now somebody else is going to take the lead, and it is my last year. Actually, in February, I will leave the company. I will be in the border, only in the border, and we have several other partners.
Right,
That is my brother and other colleagues.
I am. Even though you are leaving, you still have some influence there, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's you know, this kind of job is very difficult to leave, and you know that many people around the world just contact you for some questions or some advising and some, you know, it's the logistic world is a small world.
Yes.
And you need to find someone with experience. So, you know, it's not easy to do projects.
And then no matter where, as long as you keep your friends close to you and they have experience, you will follow them wherever they go, right? So,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
One question, because we have about several thousand who see these interviews when we publish. Can you tell us, very few people have been maybe to Central America. What are the main ports? For example, if you have cargo to Guatemala, which port would you ship into? I mean, what are the main project ports around this area?
We have actually two ports,
okay.
One in the Atlantic and one in the Pacific. The main ports are Santo Tomás de Castilla in the Atlantic Ocean, and in the Pacific is Puerto Quetzal.
Puerto Quetzal.
Or Port Quetzal, Port Quetzal. And next to Port Quetzal, there is another port named APM Terminals.
Okay.
It's from a company from Spain, I guess. But
Yes.
right now, the Maersk,
Yes,
the
yes.
big shipping line, buy the port, and
Of
they're the
course.
owners now. So they're the
Yes.
main holders of the company in APM Terminals. It's a private port, but all the containers, all the shipping lines related to Maersk deliver all the containers in that port. So Puerto Quetzal attend all the other companies, shipping companies. So that's but the main port is Puerto Quetzal, is the
Understand.
original
Yes.
port.
And that would also, depending on, I mean, heavy lift cargo, they have experience, they have the crane capacity for, to take transformers.
Actually, if you bring to Guatemala heavy lift across the Pacific Ocean, you should take the option of Puerto Quetzal. It's the best option. If you take the other option, the APM terminal, it's hard to work there. It's not easy. They don't have too much experience in heavy cargo, and that's the reason we always recommend Port Quetzal. But anyway, sometimes the clients don't evaluate the cost, and they say, no, I prefer to APM terminals, but they have to pay a lot of extra cost, an extra crane that you have to take inside the port to make some movements there and some heavy
I
movements.
understand, and
Also,
all
you have to take the crates.
and also I understand you are
Indirect
afraid.
cost that the client
I understand, and you are also a freight forwarder, and you know that Maersk now want to be the freight forwarder, so no need to support them, right?
doesn't know. No, but anyway, it's true. It's the thing is that Merckx doesn't care if you gave them if you deliver some heavy pieces in this port, Merckx doesn't care about you. It's like, oh, one more client, and if only one load, one heavy load is, they don't care. They just,
That's
the only
why.
thing that they know to do is like to charge you any cost.
Yes. It's
That's,
more monopoly always creates that
you
kind of
know.
situation. But
Yeah, you know, any
listen,
agent in the world say that, so it's normal here.
to understand more about Moveco, Leonel, how many people are you in your company nowadays?
We are more than, oh, let me check.
Roughly.
Oh, 88.
88. Okay, so let's say
Yeah.
90 people.
Between the administration is about 30 persons, and the other colleagues are some operators, crane operators, truckers. Yeah. We own our own equipment, so
Yes, I before this interview, I did check your website. It's quite impressive, and I'm very impressed with the pictures I saw there. So, physically, where do you have your fully owned offices in Moveco? Okay, so you are head office
in Guatemala.
in Guatemala, you are head office, right? And then branch office in.
Salvador and Honduras.
Okay, cool.
But the operation in these countries is small because, you know, Central America is small, so we move the equipment all around Central America. If I have a project in Costa Rica, I send the equipment from Guatemala to Costa Rica, and I have to send people there. There is no enough knowledge of these heavy projects, so I can send, we have to send people from Guatemala. Also in the Caribbean, we send. Last year we have done a project for some engines in this island in St. Kitts and Nevis.
That's
That's
very.
our last project, and right now we have another project in Dominican Republic. So we have to deliver two transformers of 200 tons there.
That
But
that's very impressive, because I have to admit, I have never been to Central America. I simply don't know the place. I've been all over the world, but never Central America yet. And of course,
Oh,
now after
you
I
can
leave,
visit me here.
of course, I'm going to Lionel. That's for sure.
We have good beer here.
Oh, yes. But now I spend a lot of time here in Santiago, Chile, where I'm conducting this interview from. So it'll be easier for me.
You living in Santiago?
Yes,
No.
at the moment. Before
Okay.
I used to live in China. Do you,
Okay.
which shall we say, when you have a business in Central America, is there any customs clearance between the countries, or can you quickly, do you have an open free zone, if you understand what I mean?
No, we don't have any free zone,
Okay.
but we do a fast custom clearance. It's easy for us because we do it all the time. It's common for us, but it's not easy for a person that doesn't have the experience. Do the equipment. I have to delivery. For example, I received in Port Santo Tomás de Castilla a heavy lift piece like a transformer or an engine of 80 tons, for example. So I have to deliver the heavy piece to El Salvador. So I have to cross all over Guatemala to El Salvador because El Salvador doesn't have any port in the Atlantic. So they need our port for that type of transportation. So we transport from Guatemala, maybe we can cross to Honduras and then to El Salvador. It depends where you want to deliver this heavy piece. So we have to cross at least two countries and we have to do it faster. But right now, the custom clearance authority, the custom authorities, set like norm and some regulations for the transit cargo that is crossing all over these countries. But we have some issues with Nicaragua. The government is hard to handle. So you know Nicaragua, so it's very hard. And if you cross with a heavy lift cargo, they want to steal your cargo or kidnap your cargo. So you have to pay $10,000,
So there, let's say, Leonel, there are some local conditions that you can only know if you are there. And that's why we need a specialist like you, because you know your business there. No, it's very interesting because of course, power plants, transformers, and so on, and several small countries where you are sitting. It seems you have a good market. How is the market looking for you? Do you have a lot of business at the moment, or are you fighting a lot with others? Is there enough cargo in the market?
For us, it's easier to have cargo during all the year because we have some contracts with industries like food industries or electric industries. We try to sign some contracts of maintenance.
A long term,
So, yeah, a long term, like 1 year, 2 years. So all the cargo that it's or installations, not even if we win the logistic thing with the maybe the freight, maybe we don't win the freight with the logistic company, but we do the delivery here, the transport, the ground transport here from port to destination and to the job site, and we do the delivery in the job site. So
So in a
we have
way,
several contracts, close contracts. It's not easy to win that contract, but we have several years doing that. So we set like a network with our clients. So we always have
I think
some jobs.
that's a smart move. So you are not depending on the shipping. You can earn money
No,
on the rest
no,
as well.
no. That's the reason. I don't know if Gus told you about KDC.
A little bit, but you go ahead.
So we are partners of we built KDC for the logistic only. So
Okay.
the freights, the ocean freights, we can win the freights with KDC,
And then do.
but we don't mix with Moveco because Moveco is the transport company,
Got it.
and we have some contracts that KDC doesn't have. So we try to send some clients to KDC,
Yes.
or clients. So we're trying to do
Yeah.
these two fronts of business, so we
Yes.
can grow in
And
different
it
branches of this business.
it's a very smart move. And I understand it that you and Gus, you will both be coming to Breakbulk Houston, right?
Yeah, we're coming.
That's good, yeah,
Actually,
because
we're thinking if we can set down, we can buy a stand there, but Gus doesn't want right now because he said that it's too join the company in US.
it's also, I
He want
think,
to wait till the next year.
The costs for having a stand are quite high. Sometimes, even the big ship owner like BBC Chartering, they don't have stand now. They walk around
No, they have
instead.
the party and some beers. I've been there.
We will have the lunch on the 15th of October, Project Cargo Weekly and CLC in Houston. So I think both you and Gus will be there. And we will be about 65 people on the 15th of October.
Okay,
So,
15th of October.
please make a note, 15 October. I will send you the
Nope.
invite now because lots of ship owners will be there. A lot of them will be interesting for you to know.
No, I can't be on the 15th. It's Sunday. I have a wedding there, so I have to leave.
Oh, let me just check
Yeah.
again.
No, but Gus can. He can travel, and one of the or partners can go
Yeah,
also.
no,
Please.
15 October is a Tuesday. 15, 1-5.
Ah, sorry. Okay. No,
So,
but it's the date. So I have the wedding on Saturday. But I can check. Quick. Send me the invitation and I can send you the confirmation by email.
I will do that, Lana. Anyway, just to get back to the interview here, keep it on point. One of the last questions I have, Lionel, now that you will from February, you said, or early next year, you will remain in the board, and then but you will still keep an eye on things. Who will kind of replace you? Did you mention that to me? Who will
The general manager will be Martin Rose. For the commercial manager will be Melanie Orellana.
Okay, so
Both
they
of them have 12 years in the company, so
Okay.
they are youngest than me, but they have several years of experience. So
Yes. Ah, but
it's great.
it's good
Martin
that
is
when
actually is in Cleveland right now,
Cleveland.
buying some cranes. Yeah, we're buying
Okay.
from a distributor there in Cleveland. We are buying
Okay.
some cranes. Yeah,
Fantastic.
so
No, but it's good. You have a hands-on experience, you can say. So smart move with also with KTC and Gus. But listen, Lionel, then I want to formally say many, many thanks for this interview.
no, thank you, Bob.
And before I let you off the hook, I will just say to all our listeners, viewers from around the world, this was yet another fantastic interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Lionel Ruiz from Guatemala. He is the CEO of Moveco. They also have a sister company called KTC, and they are very strong in Central America, even some of the Caribbean islands. They have engineering experience, they have cranes, they have hands-on know-how, and can do the door-to-door efficiently. So do contact Lionel if you have any business in this particular region. For me, thank you very much from Project Cargo Weekly, and I will be in touch with the next issue. See you.